All right. Good morning. It's 708 Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid? How you doing, man? Hey, real quick, I want to tell you something that happened to me yesterday, right?
Oh, boy.
This is something that I think happens to everybody, but I just wanted to bring it up on the show because I'm like, no. Well, first off, did it like 5 hours of yard work yesterday. Thank you. The yard's looking great. House looking fantastic. Hottest house on the block. No, it's not. It's still a lot of work to be done. But so mid like doing something, I was with the hedger. I was trimming, doing something. This sound came from my pocket. Have you ever had that happen? This sound came from my pocket.
No, I don't know what that is.
That means I like something in my pocket. I'm not sure what I liked.
Oh,
has that happened to you before?
No, I've never accidentally liked something. I've done the butt dial from the pocket. I've also been very terrified of sharing something that doesn't need to be shared.
Sharing? Have you ever pulled your phone out of your pocket and it's a are you sure you want to discard your changes or you want to post it?
Oh, like, that's for sure.
That was
for
one step away.
But I don't think I've ever accidentally liked anything in my pocket. You know?
I can't even do the noise.
So you don't know what you liked? You don't know what you liked?
No, it's because, you know what? It's because when I pulled it out, apparently I had my screen like, I had like some thin shorts on. So it was like scrolling along my leg, I guess. And it made that sound. I pull it out, dude, started scrolling. I'm like, no. Dude, you know what? 100% it was something that I don't like.
That is the bane of this technology there, is the accidental double click, the accidental like, the accidental share. It's horrifying. It is horrifying that it's so easy. And let's tack in two. Why is there a share option on Pornhub? Can we address this?
A share option on everything.
Yeah.
Even like, you know, your post. Do you want us just automatically upload it to the cloud? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you be careful. Yeah, be careful now.
I just want to meet the people that are sharing stuff from, like, Pornhub and adult websites. What kind of circle of friends are you running with? Yeah, check this out, dude. I just dropped a load. It's like, oh, God, man. I don't want to hear that. Yeah.
He's doing.
Yeah. Anyway, well, I hope you liked some chick's post from, like, 5 years ago just to make it look like you were stalking her. It's great.
Seriously, though, that's exactly what it is. Yep. It's either going to be that or like an ex-girlfriend or like, I don't know, probably something political that everybody's going to jump on you for. Well, you liked it. You were the only one.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. We're friends now, right? Shooter?
Yeah. It's the worst sound coming from your pocket.
Nice job, buddy. Well, that's what you get for only doing yard work once a year. That's karma biting you in the ass right there.
Got it done, though. Got it done on the last day because it's going to be crappy coming up, I think.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, I guess I should probably mow. Been 9 months all summer.
I was forced.
Fantastic. You had to cut it down with a machete. Anyway, we got to keep
her. Bad. It was a jungle, bro.
We got to keep her moving here. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
When your mower goes...
It slows down.
Your grass is thick.
Real quick, it's not. You don't have a mower, okay? You have basically a Fisher Price, that little pop toy mower. All right.
No, I had one of our buddies bring a mower over.
Did you really? Shut up.
Yeah, I did. He's got one of those self. What are they? It takes off by itself.
Self-propelling. Yeah.
Propelling. Yeah.
God, you're just the worst. Every time.
That's nice.
Every time I talk to you about the lawn, it makes me angry. It does. It makes me angry. The Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it! Real quick, before we get to everything, got to say a big happy birthday to Kim Kardashian. Turns 41 today. However, her ass only turns 18. It's amazing.
Okay. You had a joke with it.
That's what it is. That's what it is. So,
there you go.
I believe her boobs are 23. Her ass is 18. And I don't know the age of her face, but her body is 41 total.
Dude, you know, I honestly still really don't know much about that person. I never have really looked her up.
You don't need
watched
to know.
The show.
You don't need to know a lot.
The extent I know of Kim Kardashian is what we talk about on this show.
That's all you need to know. That's her only redeeming quality, and it's not even that good. So keep that in mind.
To me, it just seems like everybody bitches about her, but but continue to watch.
Yeah. It's a guilty pleasure. People like watching it to rag on them and everything like that. And to just, yeah.
It's kind of like, dude, I saw the show Moonshiners last night for the first time.
Yeah.
It's completely fake.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even illegal. I'm like, how can you base a reality TV at least a little bit?
Let's
kinda
try. That's how dumb we are as an American public.
Oh,
that's it.
Dude, it's like the highest rated show, too. Moonshiners.
Yep.
The whole thing is fake.
Speaking of reality TV, have you ever watched that South Beach Tow? Where it's this towing company in...
Oh, they run around and they're towing planes and,
Like, they're not even trying anymore to, like, distinguish the actors. Like, it's all... Like, I don't even think there's actually a towing company at all. I think it's just all paid actors because it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Yeah. So, anyway, again, happy birthday, Kim, who turns 41 and her ass is 18. Bitcoin surged above 66,000 for the first time yesterday after taking another step towards mainstream status. CNET's Ian Schur tells us a Bitcoin futures exchange trade fund launched on the New York Stock Exchange yesterday. None of that makes sense to me. None of that. Someone explain to me
what Bitcoin is. I've tried to have that explained to me as well.
Make sense. It's fake money.
Here's what it is with me. So I have a buddy who's really into it, and dude has made a lot of money off of it. But there's been a time where all that money gone, crashed. That scares me. I don't want to live my life like that in shambles.
What?
Like all of a sudden you're rich because you did something. You're like, oh nice, and then the next day it's like, where'd it go?
I don't think anyone could make sense of it to me. And I don't want someone to call right now and try because it's not worth it. It's not worth it, all right? It's made up money. I don't see how you can mine the internet for money.
It's a universal currency, right?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. It does not make sense to me how you can mine for things on the internet.
Apparently, if you do your research and you do well with it, you can make some coin.
Either I will be the dumbest man in the world for not getting in on Bitcoin now, or like everyone else, there's going to be a few people that make a good chunk of money, and then everyone else will be like, oh, no, I bought like 6 Bitcoins, and that's it. That's all I know.
You may be wrong on this, too, but is it because some people are scared about the American dollar crashing, or is that what people buying gold and silver?
I think gold and silver. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. It's just made up money. Just is fake made up money. Mm-hmm. It's not a thing. Anyway, maybe it will be. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm ignorant to it.
Yeah. Like every other thing you are with, probably.
Why don't you shut down? I hope you choke on a Bitcoin. I don't know if that's possible, but I hope it happens. I hope it happens. Lastly, how about this? It's finger licking good.
Mm-hmm. The kernel.
So obviously, KFC dropped their famous finger licking good slogan for a while during the pandemic, as it wasn't advisable to lick things, especially your fingers. But they brought it back. The question is, are you ready for finger licking good?
No. Is it called finger licking good?
Yep, that's what they're coming back
with. Oh, they're bringing it back.
They're bringing it back, yeah.
So I love that sauce. I absolutely love that sauce. I got a little story around
this. They didn't get rid of the sauce. They got rid of the slogan, finger licking good.
No, you're wrong. They got rid of the sauce. It's different. They call it the KFC sauce now. It's not the same. It's a different color. It's a little more mustardy. Trust me on this. I know, dude. Trust me. So I went to KFC the other day, right? And I just asked because I love that sauce so much. Like, finger licking good? Do you have one back there stashed somewhere? And dude, she was, like, for real about it. She, like kind of dipped out of the window a little bit. She's like, hey, come here. Can't call it finger licking good sauce anymore. She was like... She was like real serious about it. We can't say finger licking, you know.
They have a machine listening to them at every KFC, and if they say finger licking good, they get dinged.
But she goes, she says, hey, I got this stuff. It's called KFC sauce. She's like, it's not the same. It's close.
Yeah.
They use some of the same stuff, but they're coming out with the finger licking. She said that. She knew that they were coming back out with the finger licking. Now, I'm telling you, the KFC sauce is not the same. So if you guys get that and you don't like it, try the finger licking. It's awesome.
I thought they just got rid of the slogan for now, but I guess they got rid of it. According to the KFC expert on the show, Hunter,
I think they're trying to trick you.
Is that what they're trying to trick you?
Yeah, they're trying to trick you.
It's probably the same sauce, but just because it has a different name, Hunter thinks it's different.
It's not the same.
It's finger licking good.
Trust me, I know my sauces.
Speaking of finger licking good, what's your mom doing later?
Dude, seriously. Come on. The joke has run its toll. Nothing. And she's not hanging out with
it's
you.
It's figured I can get. All right. So what do we got, Hunter? We got Kim Kardashian's birthday.
She'd rather hang out with a colonel than you.
We got Bitcoin. Who wouldn't, man? He's finger licking good. And we got finger licking good. All right. That is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107.